Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Football Friday here in the Loop. John Lopez, Figgy, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. Condolences to Ocho and all the various other people, because he's not the only one. I have seen other people that have had this particular fantasy football predicament where they had two quarterbacks, you know, a little bit of protection for them in their fantasy situation. Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa, both of those guys having been injured.
That's awful.
So that is unfortunate. Best of luck to you with Daniel Jones, I'm guessing, is who's available on your waiver wire. I hope that goes well for you.
Lord. All right. Or Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I bet Deshaun's definitely out there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is gross.
Especially after week one.
Buddy, and he'll come up in around the NFL in about 15 minutes. But right now, let's get the question of the day going on a Football Friday. It is not just a Football Friday, but it's Friday, September the 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th. Shout out to the scary movies and such. But what scares you? Text them in, 713-572-4610. Especially, it's even more fun if you get
random
to, like, the random nonsensical things that end up scaring you. That ends up being a lot.
Friday the 13th, you know, you think horror movies, all that, clowns. You know, a lot of people scared of clowns. Random things. My son, who, by the way, had his wisdom teeth taken out yesterday, so hopefully he's feeling better this morning.
God bless him.
Yeah, my oldest son, Jacob, and he had to go under now. Anyway.
Only one?
All four.
Me too.
All four.
They ain't put me under.
They put him
under. I was wide awake for this.
But yes. But he's afraid of butterflies. Like, terrified. Because they just flit around in his face, and he, like, freaks the bleep out of butterflies. So, like, of random things that scare you. I was trying to think of something random that scares me, and it's not random at all, but it's random how much like it really does scare me is alligators. Like, because I've been in situations in Sabine Lake in the upper coast of Galveston where I'm wade fishing, and I come across an alligator, and you just sort of see them just slowly, you just see their eyes, you know, or the tops of their head slowly going across the water. I get the bleep out. So that's like a legit thing to be scared of. All I'm saying is I've had some encounters, and I do not like alligators.
Yeah, my thought, I mean, obviously, I'm afraid of.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Heist, that's a basic one. But one of the ones that I thought of that is similar, right? I think it's a reasonable fear.
Like you've had an encounter.
It's a reasonable fear. It's just like the degree to which it unsettles me is the problem, which is like knives.
Right?
Like,
really?
I'm just not very comfortable around knives. Clearly, I use them. Like I cook and everything, box cutters, all that, right? Like I use them. But I am very abundantly careful when I use a knife. Yeah, man, I don't like the idea of being cut, brother. I'm very, very, very cognizant when a knife is in play.
I'm kind of the same way when it comes to knife, because I'm kind of old school when I'm bringing my wife a knife.
Mm-hmm.
I hold it the opposite way.
Don't run with a knife.
Yeah, exactly. But the one thing I'm scared that this ain't nothing crazy, but cats. I just can't.
No, that's crazy. That's no, right. No, it's crazy. I think it's.
Yeah, nah. If a cat is in the building, I'm out.
Covering your eyes.
Just like that house we looked at and the cat was sitting there.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, this house is not cool at all. Like, I just think about all the scary movie type stuff. If we move in and that cat is still there, just like, nah, man, that's bad luck.
We got some alley cats in our neighborhood. You'd be terrified.
Got the street cats.
Yeah, we got
the
street cats.
That's worse.
The hoodlums.
Yeah, because they hunt.
Yeah, nah, they some savages, man. They some damn hyenas.
We might be establishing new fears because some of these things are things that maybe you don't think of. 936 mentioned wasps. Scare them.
Mm-hmm.
They said bees are cool, but wasps just can't. Not look, I think that is fair. However, this one, 281, have you thought about ticks? Because they said they're scared of ticks. One burrowed into them, it freaked them out.
See that black mark right there?
All right. We've got Lopez with his foot up on the broadcast.
See that black mark right there?
Yes, that is
that's still a tick that I got in 2008.
Gross.
Ugh. It's still in there.
Yikes. nothing could be done to make sure that it wasn't in there anymore. You're just like,
oh, I dug on it. I've told the story. I was in Germany. I was in Germany covering the World Cup, so I bought a little pocket knife, and on a train ride, I just dug and dug and dug on. I got most of it out, but there's still a black mark on my leg, so I hope I don't die because of it.
Yeah, that's okay. Shout out 281, also wasps. Yeah, man, wasps, not, especially like they're sizable, they're quick. Yeah, man. Wasps, I don't mess with either. I'm with you there. Someone said they're afraid of rodents. Comfortably carried a snake over their shoulders. Oh, that's Ocho. But they will be very upset, very rattled if they see a rat or a mouse.
I'm not afraid of heights, but I do get a little unnerved on cliffs, like a cliff. Cliffs are, because I always feel like my feet are going to go under me, or your car's going to go over the edge, or whatever. Cliffs, and I can go up any building, you know, or whatever. It doesn't really affect me because it feels like it's more controlled.
It got me. I went, when I was in Seattle, I went to the Space Needle, and you go way up there.
Yeah.
And I tried to lean, like, they got a little bench on there with the glass where you could kind of sit down. I'm like, nah, I can't do that.
I would have been fine there because I feel like it's controlled.
I guess I watched too much Final Destination. I'm like, this would be the one time that glass crack and my ass is grass.
and that's the end of Figgy.
I think the intrusive thoughts, definitely. The in situations that start those up, like you mentioned, being like on a cliff or being like on a bridge near the edge, you just like, What if my brain just tells me to jump and I accidentally do it, right? Something like that. Yeah, that's terrifying. Like,
go.
Yeah. Shout out to Bonnie Joe. Clowns. Not afraid of anything except clowns. Clowns I never fully understood.
They're not funny and they're scary.
They ain't cute.
They're not cute. They're not funny.
You're scared by them though?
No, they bother me.
No, I mean, I here I am, you know, being a jerk. This is clearly something that's sensitive to folks. I'm not trying to make fun of it. I just did not realize that. Mm-hmm. Flying cockroaches. Great.
Flying cockroaches.
What about mice?
Because, like, mice?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm afraid of mice.
I'm afraid of mice if it's one in my house.
Yeah.
If it's one in my house, then, oh, no. Or a rat? Yeah. Nah, hell no.
Mark Vandermeer has a random thing that he's scared of. Sinkholes. I guess because, you know, he lived in Florida for a while.
Yeah.
And there's some sinkholes there. But I always tell him, you can drive or you can avoid a sinkhole. You can, but it's like, it's not going to just all of a sudden, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, that's, I've seen enough videos where all of a sudden the earth reaches out and swallows up a street or something. That's the thing about a sinkhole is like, you don't see it coming. Now, like, there was a time in our lives where we thought that we would have to be more vigilant on quicksand.
Yeah.
That's that. But sinkholes, like, I understand. That's one of those things where you don't think about it, but then when you realize that it's a possibility and ever-present danger, yeah, I understand Vandermeer's perspective.
What about the kind of the weird things people terrify? I thought about the episode of Maury where they had an episode where I guess people was just scared of random things, and this lady was scared of olives.
Like olives.
How real do you think that episode is?
I think that was real right there.
Yes.
She looked terrified, man. Bring out the olives. She was squeezing on them. Nah, man.
Is that real? Now I'm just going to be reading things as possible. Yeah, exactly. Misinformation. Joseph said on the YouTube said the fact that one of the most prolific serial killers was a clown does tend to give me pause.
Yeah. Really? You think?
Okay. Shout out to the 281 who said bleep snakes. Understandable.
Yeah, my father don't rock with snakes at all.
Terrified of needles. That one, I get it. There's a lot of people on that.
Blood. Some people terrified of blood.
The sight of blood. Yeah, real squeamish. I get that. I was never going to be a doctor. I'm not like the full extent, but, you know, a little unnerved.
Even the smell of just like being in the doctor office or blood.
Yeah.
Like getting some blood work. Mm-hmm. Some people just pass out and faint.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
There's a lot of camel spiders. That's a reasonable one. Camel spiders are terrifying. Don't go look up the information there. It will not make you feel good.
I'm afraid of bad breath. I can see why.
I'm afraid of raccoons.
Oh,
raccoons are mean.
Raccoons are scary.
No, they're mean.
Yeah.
They're like what you think cats are.
And they just walk around with real hands.
Yes.
Nah, they scary, man.
They're more civilized than we give them credit for. The ones you should be scared of, geese. Geese are very ornery animals. But I just remembered one before we go here. Hippopotami.
They don't play.
That is the most terrifying creature on God's green earth. I don't care. You can't convince me different.
They are mean. Yeah. They don't play.
They are tanks. They are tanks of animals. They are faster than you give them credit for. They're crazy strong. Hippopotami.
Yeah.
Not that I will engage with them or be anywhere near them, but if I am, please understand I'm a terrified human
Somebody
being.
Somebody said driving behind the truck with logs on them.
Oh,
that's scary. Yum.
Yes.
That's, speaking of Final Destination, right? No, that's scary.
Yeah, just being behind any truck that's carrying a certain load that's going to drop off.
Or honestly, those trucks that carry gas.
Yes.
Gas trucks. Yeah. Yes. I'll be scared somebody just going to flick a cigarette. I'll be trying to drive past those trucks all the time. I do not hang around them, man.
Not exactly. Yeah. Let me go ahead and pass.
Let me do about 90 miles an hour past this truck.
That's right. That's right. You're not going to get me. All right. Happy Friday the 13th here in Loop Sports Radio 610. More importantly, a football Friday as we gear up for week two. Prime time Sunday Night Football versus the Bears. All right, coming up next, let's go around the NFL where apparently a teammate of Deshaun Watson, yes, he keeps coming up, throwing shade at him. We'll talk about that and more next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.